Whenever you hear the song Waka Africa by Manu Dibango, then it's time for African Perspectives. Welcome to African Perspectives, the show dedicated to the music of and issues about the African continent and Africans in Georgia and the entire Southeast. I am your host, Akinoye Ojo, welcoming you to the show. As they say in Swahili, across the East African region, Karibu. Welcome to African Perspectives, our precious time together to add value to the idea of the mother continent through music and words. Even within this anxiety-filled season, it is still a delight to be with you again for a weekly gathering and celebration of Africa and Africans. There's no denying the fact that this continues to be a period of high anxiety and worry around our world. The coronavirus and the health guidelines to stop its deadly spread, including social distancing, has completely changed the way people live and relate to one another across the world. We sincerely hope that we will all continue to follow the recommendations of our health officials, including local officials here in Athens, and that we will do our best to slow and stop the spread of COVID-19. We must all continue to maintain the social distancing rules to ensure everyone's safety and well-being. Welcome to our second show in the month of June. Last week, we began an introductory but academic discussion on introduction to music in Africa, sharing from the work of an African ethnomusicologist, Dr. Adeoluwa Okunade, a professor of music at the University of Port Harcourt, Nigeria. Today, we hope to complete the discussions as we focus on types of instrument and the recruitment and training of musicians in many African societies. So let us begin today's show with Jambo, which is also Welcome, a special track of Welcome from the African Dawn music collection. Enjoy. Hey, na, na. Jumbo, hey na na, Jumbo, hey na na, Jumbo, 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 Jumbo. Night, 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 jumbo. Can Jambo. Welcome to African Perspectives, coming to you on Athens Public Radio Station, WUGA. As promised, we are completing the instructive two-part presentation of the chapter Introduction to Music in Africa, which was written by our colleague in African Studies, Dr. Adeoluwa Okunade, an ethnomusicologist and professor of music at the University of Port Harcourt in Nigeria. Just like last week, the excerpts that we'll be presenting today come from the 2012 Cognella Press publication, Continental Complexities, a Multidisciplinary Introduction to Africa, which was co-edited by myself for the African Studies Institute with my colleague, Dr. Ibibolade Aderigbe of the UGA Religion Department and the African Studies Institute. And as with last week, today's focus will be both intellectual and practical. It will also be a taste of what has grown over the years to become the nature of our summer shows. As most of our listeners who have been tuning in over the last 23 years know, we try to run our own special form of summer school on Africa, here on African Perspectives. Last week, we discussed the variation in African music styles, as well as the diversity of influences that has affected music on the continent. We are also able to pinpoint some of the local features in most African music, as well as their foreign legacies. It was also interesting to see how traits in music generally performed on the African continent are easily classified as indigenous traits, contrasted with those labeled as non-indigenous or new foreign-induced traits. Interestingly, the combination of all these different traits is identifying what is now often celebrated as African music across the world. And as Dr. Kwade noted, and which we also pointed out last week, the activities of the political, social, and musical Pan-Africanist has helped to liberate African music from the shackles of some of the restraining foreign traits. Some of these liberating efforts were in the area of instrumentation in music in Africa. So let us therefore round up our discussion by looking at instrumentation and musician apprenticeship, and hopefully look at training as discussed by Dr. Kwade in his chapter. And as he noted, there are several generic names for musical instruments on the continent. Most societies categorize their musical instruments primarily according to the sounding materials or the techniques of sound production. In fact, the sociocultural musical importance is given prominence. When we come back, we will begin with the categorization of instruments, citing the example of the Igbos of southeastern Nigeria. And then we will end by identifying the different categories of musical instruments. As you might have noted, our first few music selections on today's show are rather interesting in the incorporation of an intriguing mix of South African style choir arrangement and contemporary Western influences. We are playing from the 1997 World Disc Music Collection titled African Dawn. It was produced by Daniel Sommer and Eric Lindet. The collection featured a wide range of indigenous instruments, including djembe, kalimba, shakers, shekere, kara, a variety of bells and drums, guitars, piano, flute, saxophone, and many, many other instruments. Interestingly, we will be talking about these instruments on today's show. And back to our discussion. We're focusing on instrumentation in African music amongst the Igbo community in Southeast Nigeria. And as Dr. Okwande reported from the work of an Igbo scholar, Meki Mzewi, these instruments can be categorized into four. The most popular and varied instruments are the wooden, metal, and membrane instruments that all are classified as melorhythm instruments. Instruments capable of performing melodic and rhythmic roles. The second in importance are blown instruments that are melody or phonic effect producing instruments. Coming next are the shaking and pot instruments which play percussive roles in music ensembles. Finally, there are plucked, often soft-toned melody instruments which are played primarily as solo instruments. All these features are not only amongst the Igbo people in Nigeria, but they are bound in many, if not all, African societies. Okwande therefore proceeded to provide a universally and conventionally acceptable classification of the instruments used in African music into four familiar categories of idiophones, membranophone, herophone, and cordophone. Of all these categories of instruments, the most common are the idiophones, which self-sounding instruments that produce sound without any additional support or other materials. Environmental, occupational, and historical factors play important roles in the selection of instruments amongst societies. So, for instance, mobile or nomadic societies do not use drums, but are contented with the use of sticks and other handy implements as instruments. These instruments are used as percussive instruments, and interestingly, idiophone instruments are not restricted to music making only. They are equally used for sending messages or for reinforcing verbal communication. In some societies, they are used to emphasize steps of initiation during rites or special function. Appropriate idiophones are also used for animal husbandry. And across the continent, idiophones are either rhythmic or melodic.
Bye.
Welcome back to African Perspectives, coming to you from WUGA. For the rest of today's show, we are sharing from the work Introduction to Music in Africa from Dr. Adeolu Okunade, an African ethnomusicologist. This is part of our condensed summer school on African perspectives. Before the break, we were talking about the commonest types of instruments on the continent, idiophones, that interestingly came either as rhythmic or melodic. Among the rhythmic idiophones, the most common and widely used are the shaking idiophones, mostly rattles. These also have two possible subdivisions, including two major groups of primary and secondary rattles. Primary rattles are held in the hand and played, while secondary ones are worn by the performers, which get activated by their movement or they are attached to instruments as modifiers. A good example of a primary rattle is the gourd rattle, which most times appear as container rattles or as rattles by nets of cowries, pieces of bones and shells, bamboo shoot, sometimes metal or beads. Among the largest rattles are the Shekere of the Yoruba people of southwestern Nigeria and the Nago of Benin Republic. Other type of primary rattles struck idiophones like the wooden slit drum made out of a hollowed log of wood, of which a part is slit open to provide it with a pair of lips that can be stuck or struck with beaters. The melodic rattles are turned idiophones, of which are two types: mbira or sansa, often recognized as a hand piano, and the xylophone. These instruments are not only melodic instruments, they also stimulate drumming in ensemble performances. The next group of instruments are the membranophones, which are drums with parchment heads. Emphasis on percussive instruments in Africa is exhibited in the use of membranophones, as the art of drumming is an age-long tradition in most African societies. The drum ranges from simple makeshift types played by women in ritual context to specially constructed ones, usually with decorated objects of art. And as noted earlier, some of these instruments have their generic names. For various hourglass-shaped pressure drums of the Yoruba of southwestern Nigeria, the generic name is dundun. And all membrane drums found of different types and varieties amongst the Igbo in the southeastern part of Nigeria is called igba. The use of thins, light oil drums, and other such materials are found in Ghana and West Africa, as well as in Kenya in East Africa. There are still drums made of skin in all these countries. In Ghana, for instance, the Atun Kakpon drums are made of skin, and drums in Africa are made of a variety of shapes. Some may appear in conical, cylindrical or semi-cylindrical shapes. Some of the drums are open-ended, that is, open at one end and closed at the other. Others are double-headed drums or drums with appropriate skins at both ends. In some societies, the open-ended drums are melorhythm instruments with a range of pitch tones that depends on the size of the drum. This is also according to Nzewi, 1991. It is important to add that though a wide variety of drums exist on the African continent, each society still specializes in a small number of drum types. Hourglass-shaped drums are found in both Eastern and Western Africa. However, many of those examples found in Eastern Africa are single-headed, and when two heads are used, they are not handled as they are in West Africa as tension drums. In addition to the musical uses of the membranophones, their sound production also functions as speech surrogate or as call or warning signals, among other signals. A good example of this is the Etwe friction drum of the Akan community of Ghana, which is expected to imitate the snarl of the leopard. Therefore, it is played to extol the might and majesty of the king. There are other drums that are sacred and are treated as such across Africa. Most of these drums are kept in special places and have specialists who are in charge of them. Among the Yoruba of southwestern Nigeria, the Gbedu drums are royal drums that are meant only for the use of kings.
Alisu Aliyo Alisu Aliwe Welembe Alisu Aliye
Alisu Aliye Alisu Aliyo Alisu Aliwe Welembe Alisu Aliye Alisu Aliye Alisu Aliyo Alisu Aliwe Welembe Alisu Aliye Alisu Aliye Alisu Aliyo Alisu Aliwe Welembe Alisu Aliye Awu Awu
Awu Uyo
Awu Awu
Awu Uyo
Awu Awu
Awu
Lebelebelebelebele Alisu Bele Awu Awu
Uyo
Awu Awu
Awu Uyo
Awu Awu
Awu
Lebelebelebelebele Alisu Bele Alisu Aliye Alisu Aliyo Alisu Aliye Welembe Alisu Aliye Alisu Aliye Alisu Aliyo Alisu Aliwe Welembe Alisu Aliye Awu Awu
Awu Uyo
Awu Awu
Awu Uyo
Awu Awu
Awu
Lebelebele
set of musical instruments on the African continent are the wind instruments known categorically as aerophones. There are of three types too: the flute, horn, and trumpet, and of course the reed pipes. Flutes include instruments of the family made from materials such as bamboo, stalks of millet, or materials carved out of wood. Among the Igbo of southeastern Nigeria is found Oja, a notched flute which is commonly used in pairs, though of different sizes and of different range of notes. They are flutes of narrow compass that form an ensemble, and they play in orchestrated three techniques to get a wider compass. There are other flutes such as pan pipes, which are available among few societies such as the Soga of Uganda, the Yombe of Congo, and the Pedi of South Africa. Across the continent, there is every presence of horns and trumpets in several societies. Animal horns and elephant tusks are designed as trumpets to be side-blown. There are some made of either bamboo or metal, such as we have in the Ethiopian malakat, which at times are protected with leather or skin. The last type of aerophone found in Africa is the reed pipe, which is not as widespread as the first two, the flute as well as the horn. The single reed type exists in the savanna belt of West Africa, places such as northern Ghana, Benin, and Chad. The double reed instruments are also found in eastern Africa along the coast of Kenya and Tanzania, especially areas with Islamic tradition. This is also available in northern Nigeria. The last but not the least group of musical instruments on the continent are the cordophones. According to Dr. Kwade, these are simply string instruments found in most African societies, and the commonest of these is a musical bowl. There are also mouth bowl, whereby the mouth serves as the resonator. There are also bowls with calabash, which through the hollow part is the resonator. The one-string fiddle in Africa falls under this category too. Notably among these is the goje, found amongst the Hausas of Nigeria, the Songhai and the Jema of Niger, and the Dogomba people of Ghana. Another type of one-string fiddle found in the eastern and central African region is called sese, a tube fiddle found among societies in Congo, Kenya, and Tanzania. For now, here is Congo's Tabule Le Rochereau with Nairobi. Enjoy.
Nairobi, Mombasa. sa naku kisumu to yebani arame 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 nyayo
arame Arambe
Nyayo.
Nakeda Irobi, ona sali saduni. Nakeda Irobi, nakosa mara duni. Nakena Irobi, bona sali saduni. Nakena Irobi, nakosa mara duni. Nakena Irobi, bona sali saduni. Nakena Irobi, nakosa mara duni. Nakena Irobi, bona sali saduni. Nakena Irobi, nakosa mara duni. Nakena Irobi, bona sali saduni. Nakena Irobi, nakosa mara duni. Nakena Irobi, bona sali saduni. Nakena Irobi, nakosa mara duni.
Let us round up our conversation today with a brief consideration of a finer area of interest with music in Africa. This is the area of recruitment and training within indigenous African societies. As Dr. Kwande noted, recruitment of musicians is paramount in the indigenous society, especially when the roles involved demand specialization. In the case of solo performance, no recruitment is needed. And as such, solo performer may come from a lineage where such art is practiced, and much have started learning through rote system from childhood. The most important thing to such family is continuity. Membership of royal assembly in most cases is from designated families within the community. There are designated families among the Yoruba people, for example, that are saddled with the provision of musicians for the kings. In most cases, it may be only one family that takes the responsibility, while in others, it may be more than one. Among the Dogomba people of northern Ghana, the son of every player of the hourglass drummer is expected to become a drummer. And the female children or female child is expected to release any of her sons to join the family drumming group. In a situation where the drummer's daughter has no male child, then one of our daughters is expected to marry a drummer. This system makes recruitment continuous and enhances continuity of the art. In terms of training, it is believed that since music in Africa is a community art, those who belong to the art must be exposed through social interactions that demand exhibition of various skills on instruments at one time or the other. This is one of the reasons why community members are not discouraged from active participation during performances. Children also learn from tender age by following the adult members of the ensemble on outings, either by carrying the instrument for them before they get to the venue, or by playing along on their own customized music instrument for their age group when the performance is mobile in nature. This has been quite an interesting introductory journey that we've had over these last 2 weeks. We have nothing to offer but profound gratefulness or gratitude to Cognella Press as well as the editors of Continental Complexity, a multidisciplinary introduction to Africa, for granting us the opportunity to share part of Dr. Okwade's work. We hope our listeners interested in getting a further or deeper understanding of this chapter will refer to the book, Continental Complexity, a Multidisciplinary Introduction to Africa. We hope you've all benefited from this discussion over the last 2 weeks. Interestingly, we invite you to join us for a different type of musical journey starting next week. We've had the instrumentation and the introduction to African music on today and last week. We invite you to join us for a musical odyssey across the continent as we begin our annual African music safari next week. For the next 5 or so weeks, we'll be going on a special summer safari through the continent, visiting each region through music. Join us as we begin in North Africa. Maybe we could sweeten the invitation today with a taste of heavily instrumental tunes from Algeria and Morocco for your listening delight. Those were two sample selections from North Africa. They come in anticipation of the first leg of our African music safari starting next week. You listen first to Algeria's music couple from Oran, that is Fadela and Sawari with Wali, the friend. This was followed by a more passionate track, Takafia Hala, Have Pity on Me for God's Sake, which came from Morocco's Najat Atabo. We hope you've enjoyed the two selections as well as our show for today. We hope you've enjoyed our final part of our discussion on the introduction to African music. It was a special focus on musical instruments today. May the Almighty see all of us beyond next week. Amen. Once again, we close today's show by wishing all of us God's protection during this uncertain period as the world battles the COVID-19 pandemic. We sincerely hope that we will all continue to follow the instructions and recommendations of health officials, even as we continue to venture outside more. We must ensure that we use common sense and make right choices to keep ourselves and our loved ones safe at this time. We on African Perspectives can confidently predict that this will pass too. And as we leave today, we pray that the Almighty will grant all the families that have lost relatives in this virus pandemic the strength to bear their losses. Finally, on behalf of my colleague working with me to bring you African Perspectives, Mr. Michael Cadden, we thank you for tuning in. For all of our political, medical, and public health leaders during this difficult period of the COVID-19 pandemic, for the spirit of carefulness and never giving up that will ultimately save the world, for Dr. Adeolu Okwande, whose work on African music we've shared for the last 2 weeks, and for all African music makers and teachers on the African continent and around the world, And for you, our long-time listeners, who've been joining us weekly for the last 23 years, we thank God for Africa and Africans. Whatever we do, let us not forget Africa. That'll be all for now. The views and opinions expressed on African perspectives do not necessarily reflect those of this station, the University of Georgia, or the Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thank you for tuning in to African Perspectives on WUGA. On behalf of the African Perspectives team, I have been your host, Akinloye Ojo, calling all Africans to the spirit of Ujamaa. We thank you for being with us today for the final installment of our two-part discussion titled Introduction to African Music. We hope you've enjoyed our second show in the month of June as the world continues to deal with the impact of the coronavirus. If so, join us next week as we begin our five-week-long musical odyssey across Africa through popular music, starting in North Africa. That will be on another edition of African Perspectives. Until then, I say Odigba, Kwaeri, Sanjima, Kachifo, Kamben, Subanana, Tiwanesa, Oriti, Dinawalu, and So Long.